Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as promised, on the air, the new mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Mr. Cavalier Johnson. How you doing, Mayor Johnson?
I'm doing all right, Earl. How are you doing today?
All right. I want to apologize for the little technical issues we are having right now. We'll get those cleaned up. I don't know if you heard, but I was just on the air for the first couple minutes of the show talking about a neighbor, and maybe you can help me, who has allowed his lawn to look like wheat. And he's, you know, we live in a community, right? We live in the city, and it's right on the corner. And this has happened over the years, and I've gone over and cut it because it looked so heinous. Man, what do you do? How do you talk to a neighbor who should know better?
Well, I did hear some of what you were saying about going out to help some of your neighbors, especially those who are elderly, because that's what neighbors are supposed to do. We're supposed to be neighborly. We're supposed to look out for one another. So I appreciate the fact that you did that. We need more people in this community who step up and do things just like that. So thank you for that first and foremost. If neighbors are doing something, you know, like that, or they have a situation at their property that is unsightly, it should be, because we all live in a community together, that you should be able to just approach them and have a conversation with them about it. Now, I don't know all the circumstances around this particular person. You say this has been happening for some years. I mean, obviously, you know, we've got systems in place where you can report that, but as one of the folks in the studio with you, I believe, said, perhaps that person was seeking to participate in No Mow May, which, as far as I understand, you in the city of Milwaukee, we have not approved legislation allowing for that. I understand the reasonings why that were explained, you know, to help the bees, which, you know, the bee population over the past couple of years has been diminishing. We need bees for, you know, going out and helping with, you know, the crops and all that sort of stuff. So that's important. It's really important. But I don't know if we've gotten there just yet in Milwaukee. I think there's certainly a lot of support for it, but we just haven't gotten to the point of passing legislation around it, I don't believe.
You know, I know what kind of man you are, but I'm pretty sure your next door neighbor, you wouldn't accept him being engaged in No Mow May.
You know, I don't have a problem with the concept. I mean, I think, again, like we've got to pass some legislation so it can be legal here in the city of Milwaukee. Because if not, then we're just operating under the normal, you know, 6-inch or 7-inch rule, where if your grass is that tall, then it's got to be cut. Now, there have been instances where my next door neighbor has allowed their grass to grow even beyond May, and just like I'm telling you, you know, I would reach out to, you know, Department of Neighborhood Services and say, hey, here's an issue, and that grass would get cut because they get the notice on their door.
Right. Okay. So I just a lot of things to talk about. Let's talk about you as the mayor. You know, it's been nonstop. Let's talk about the months that you've now ascended to the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. What has it been like?
You know, this is I have been telling folks that, you know, running for mayor was the most difficult thing that I've ever done in my life. That is only bested by being the mayor. I mean, it is a long, hard, difficult, stressful, but very rewarding opportunity to serve the people of the city. I mean, the problems and the issues that we face on so many different levels, it's mind-boggling about how often you have to switch hats. I mean, you've heard that term before, you know, switching hats. There's a lot of that in this job, you know, from day to day, moment to moment. Like, you're in one conversation about something, and then you got to switch to something entirely different and be up to speed on that, and then do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again. It's a huge, complex, difficult job, but it's very rewarding though at the same time.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the issues that you are dealing with. First, Let's talk about the Republican convention in 2024, the ins and the outs of it, and what your thoughts are.
Yeah, so I had been in favor of the Republican National Convention coming to Milwaukee, just like I was in favor of the Democratic National Convention coming to Milwaukee in 2020. Now, unfortunately, that, because of COVID, turned into a mostly virtual affair. But the reasons are the same. In 2020, just like in 2024, we're looking at a potential, you know, $200 million economic impact for Milwaukee and our region and our state. You know, those dollars are going to be spent at our hotels, at our bars, at our restaurants. They're going to help businesses that are established, businesses that are trying to be established, and most importantly, put money in the pockets of Milwaukeeans, the hardworking Milwaukeeans in the tourism, convention, and hospitality industry. And I think that's a positive thing. I would like to have the RNC to be a bedrock in which we build a strong foundation to grow a more robust tourism and convention industry in Milwaukee. I think this will help us to attract other large-scale conventions, sports, and entertainment events to Milwaukee. I don't want Milwaukee. Look, Milwaukee is often not even talked about. It's not even in a conversation nationally about, you know, these big events. There are select cities that you know, these places go to. Now Milwaukee is in that mix, and I want Milwaukee to remain in that mix. I don't want to be an afterthought anymore.
So what do you say to people who say this focus on the downtown area is, it has been an ongoing issue in the other parts of the city, just a few miles away from this this jewel of a downtown suffer. And so even though we bring in this convention, it's not going to reach, in some instances, only you know, half a mile away, it won't reach those neighborhoods and communities. You say what to that?
Well, you know, I think that when I was growing up, and I know this is true for a number of people, particularly, you know, African-American, Latino people who work, who are some of the workers that I just mentioned, they live in neighborhoods, certainly, but, you know, a lot of those folks work down here. They work, you know, in the businesses here. So, of course, we want, you know, the meetings and convention opportunities to happen outside of downtown and in other neighborhoods. And in fact, the DNC, when that was going on, they built this web portal. The Republicans perhaps will do the same thing, where they were looking at having, you know, a lot of their meetings and things outside of downtown and actually in neighborhoods, you know, throughout the city. That's something that I continue to support here. But the people who live in neighborhoods, they will see impact from this, especially if they work in businesses downtown. And we know that there are tens of thousands of people on the north side and on the south side who are African-American, Latino people of color generally, who derive their living from working in establishments downtown where the convention will be.
You know, I like you, lifelong resident of the city of Milwaukee, have seen the tremendous growth. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, safety and whether or not that's been a discussion in those discussions about the convention.
Yeah, I mean, the question of safety is one that we grapple with every single day here in the mayor's office. I am tempered by, you know, the fact that I'm a dad and I've got, you know, a wife and I've got three kids who all live in this city, and I want them to be safe. You know, whether my wife is driving down the street or somebody else's spouse is driving down the street, I want them to be safe. You know, whether kids are trying to learn how to ride their bike or ride their scooter, whether it's my kid or somebody else's kid, I want them to be safe as well. And as it relates to the convention, you know, security is paramount for large-scale events like this. And so the Republicans have looked at that, and we've looked at that with them as well. And so we've already got a plan that's in place because of the DNC. So we'll be making sure that the convention is a safe event for all those involved.
So, Mayor Jensen, we've got to go to a quick break. Can you hang on a second?
Yep.
All right. Mayor Cavalier Johnson, the new mayor of the city of Milwaukee, is on the line. Got to go to a break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.